We're about to talk about the birds and the bees. Brando, how old were you when you had the birds and the bees talk?
I don't think I ever had the birds and the bees talk.
If you have a memorable one, feel free to call and tell us about your birds and the bees talk, 314-969-1065. I never had the talk either.
Wow.
But I found out from you this morning that one of your children had the talk yesterday, and you're a little nervous about how it may have gone down.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm worried about what was said.
It was your oldest son, I'm assuming?
No, not my oldest.
Really?
My second in line, the 7-year-old. I walked into the living room and Alex is sitting there and the kids are kind of playing around and she kind of leaned over and was like, so I had to give Owen the birds and the bees speech.
Owen's like 7.
I know. I'm like, what? But she's like, I don't know. I'll tell you later. Because there's kids running around.
Right.
And so I don't know what she said. I don't know why this came up. But now I'm worried because Owen's like at school today. And
what is he telling the kids?
Right. That's what kids do is they run around and they tell the other kids like, hey, guess what I found out? So now like I'm sure we're going to get a call at some point today.
Okay. Well, we've got your wife on the phone. Alex, I've got to know what prompted this discussion in the first place.
Something on TV. We were watching PBS and something on TV was talking about gay couples, like men and you know, gay men or lesbian, you know, couples.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, always starts with PBS, doesn't it?
And so
they bring in with Sesame Street. Next thing you know, you're having the sex talk.
So then he said, so if a man and a man kiss, they can't have a baby if they kiss. And I said, no, they can't. And then he said, but what about if it was to mom? So I said, this is a complicated conversation. But it ended up Owen saying, oh, so do you lay in bed? And I said, well, some people do.
Oh. Some people are on a couch.
And so then your bodies are touching. And I said, well, yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Oh, my God. You know, I would have left the room at that point. I'd be like, I'm done. We're not doing this.
I think you're good. You bought some time, Alex. I think this is good.
Would you say we don't have to give the talk now to him? Like, we're done?
No.
You're not off the hook.